This copyrighted audio file from the writings of David S. Lample is offered free of charge to the glory of God the Father and the praise of Jesus Christ our Lord. Detailed copyright and resource information is included at the end of this file.
Last Things, Session 18, The Tribulation Part 8, A Quick Tour of the Trumpets. Originally published June 19, 2022. This is a special abbreviated session based on time restrictions in our local church. And we'll use this time to introduce the new chart number 11 on the trumpets. Accompanying this session is a special chart number 11, the trumpets slides PDF. You will reference during this session. Everything you see in this chart is contained in the seventh seal of the previous. As for the text, the judgments of the seven trumpets begin in Revelation chapter 8, continue through chapter 9, are interrupted by chapter 10 and the first half of chapter 11 with two more parenthetical visions, then conclude with the sounding of the seventh trumpet in the second part of chapter 11. And just as with the transition from the seals to the trumpets, the seven bowls judgments are contained in the seventh trumpet. On the first page of this PDF, chart number 11, the colors of the trumpet icons reveal that just as with the seals, the first four are different from the others. The judgments of the first four trumpets are directed toward natural objects, vegetation, the sea and its creatures, rivers and springs, celestial objects, whereas the fifth and sixth trumpet judgments are directed toward mankind. Yet, of course, in all of them, mankind suffers greatly, and some will die. Now look at page 2 of this chart, of this PDF. The first four trumpets do not crescendo in intensity or effect as the first four seals, but are directed at different portions of the natural world. Reading from chapter 8, verse 7. The first sounded, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. Then verses 8 to 9. The second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. Then verses 10 to 11. The third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of waters. The name of the star is called Wormwood. And a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. And then verse 12. The fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them would be darkened, and the day would not shine for a third of it, and the night in the same way. Then, like a narrator entering between the acts of a stage play, in John's vision, a speaking eagle flying overhead interrupts the sequence to announce the three woes that will befall those who dwell on the earth in the next three trumpets. Now, the King James versions have angel instead of eagle, but the better original manuscripts have eagle. In other words, things are about to get much worse for the people on earth. Look at page 3, please. Chapter 9, verses 1 to 11. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven which had fallen to the earth, and the key of the bottomless pit was given to him. We'll not continue reading this passage, but it paints a scene that will be woe indeed. It is filled with obviously supernatural beasts of evil from out of the abyss, rampaging over the earth, tormenting human beings until they will seek death. But no death will be permitted, only suffering. Then verses 13 to 21. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, one saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." Now death will come. The sixth trumpet unleashes another group of bizarre, evil, supernatural manifestations, horses and riders who will kill one-third of all mankind. Or these may be just John's way of describing modern machinery and weapons of war. Stay tuned. Look at page 4, please. At the bottom of the sixth trumpet are two parenthetical visions. Chronologically, they occur between the sixth and seventh trumpets. But in Scripture, they seem to be associated with the sixth. So I've positioned them at the bottom of the second woe. Look at page 5, please. Traditionally, in other charts, the series of parenthetical visions I have positioned at the top of the seventh trumpet are placed at the midpoint of the tribulation, at the 3.5-year mark, as if set apart from either trumpet. Yet the seventh trumpet is sounded before these are introduced in the text, Revelation 11:14. So I've placed them where I have within this series, but before the seven bowls of wrath. Either a separate chart or the chart for the bowls will detail these parentheses. The bowls of wrath are described in chapter 16 of Revelation. Finally, page 6. Please note that in the color-coded footnotes for the first four trumpets, there are citations back to Exodus. These reveal the connection, or similarity, between the judgments of the first four trumpets and the plagues inflicted on Egypt prior to the Exodus of Israel. Now, in our next session, we'll begin looking at this fascinating period of the tribulation with an examination of the first four trumpets.
Thank you for using our Bible study resources. This has been the audio version of our weekly printed session notes. It is copyright 2022 by David S. Lample, but is offered free of charge and may be freely shared. All printed and audio notes are available in the Bible Studies section of our website at dlample.com. This website also includes our monthly devotional, Reflections by the Pond, as well as archives of our devotional publications from the last 30 years. Unless otherwise indicated, scripture in this audio file is from the New American Standard Bible, updated edition, copyright Lockman Foundation. Greek and Hebrew citations and definitions are from Strong's Greek and Hebrew Dictionary and the NASB Greek-Hebrew Dictionary. All resources at our website are offered free of charge in acknowledgement of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. For more information about who we are, please visit the About Us page at our website.